Well, Nana Akufo-Addo has charged the country that we should process and add value to our raw materials and not just export the raw materials. So today I came to the Ghana Free Zones Board and the Free Zones Enclave to see how production was taking place within the enclave. I'm here with Patience, who heads the Ghana Akolo, who heads the Ghana Free Zones Board, and also Charity Sakite Mrs., who is the head of Barry Calibo here in Ghana. We came to see how cocoa was being processed on the ground. And it is very, very heartwarming to see the process take place, and also to note that the jobs that are being created, the company is being manned by Ghanaians. And this is what we like to see because it creates jobs. We also came here to get a very good understanding of the sort of challenges, because we are not satisfied with the level of processing of cocoa, for example, in Ghana. We want to see much greater volumes being processed, which means more exports, more jobs. So we also wanted to understand some of the challenges that a company like Barry Calibo faces. You have other companies which will face similar challenges. And we saw, we found out about two major challenges. One was the cost of electricity. At 23 cents, I think Mrs. Charity Sakite mentioned that it's too expensive.
Yes,
they are paying higher than what even the ECG charges. And we will look into that and see how to, because the economics of that is not very sound if we want to encourage more production. So we will have to discuss with ECG and their powers that be, PURC and so on, to see how the tariff on production in an industrial enclave such as this are actually determined. Another issue that I think they've been kind to point out is the ability to obtain the major crop at a discount. They normally get the light crop at a discount, but when it comes to the major crop, I think Cocoa Board doesn't give them a discount on that.
Yes.
And they would want to get at least a 5% discount so that they can really increase the capacity of production. And I think that a lot of cocoa processing companies are handicapped by the absence of such a discount.
Yeah.
The argument is that if you can give a 5% discount, in fact, production could be easily doubled in terms of processing in Ghana as a whole. And a lot of the cocoa processing companies are not operating to capacity because of this. So I think we will have to look into that particular matter with Cocoa Board as well. I think that the economics of it makes sound if you look at doubling capacity because of a 5% discount. We should discuss that. But I think those two matters we found out are very, very important, and we'll look at it. But we want to encourage more and more production, processing of not raw materials, not just in cocoa, but in products across the range. This is just one example, but we've got to give the encouragement and remove the obstacles to companies such as these who want to actually add value to our raw materials. So I congratulate you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
It's clear that the Ghanaians are in control.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, well,
we are really grateful to have you here and to have a look at our processes.
Thank you.
We also thank you for hearing us and for looking into our issues, the challenge of energy
we will,
and
we
also
will.
The main cost.
We will. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.